May I have a motion to reconvene this meeting and exit recess?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We have a motion to come out of recess by Mrs. Angel, seconded by Ms. Warner. We'll vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Warner?
Aye.
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So we are back from recess at 11:06. Next on the agenda is a hearing in the matter of Lawrence King. It's a hearing for a property at 16 Holly Ridge, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, parcel number 334-20.00-18.00. He's appealing the assessment of $1,116,400. Mr. King is not present, and therefore, we have his application. Are there any comments from assessments or?
Based on the appellant's application, the referee hearing, the assessment staff did not believe there was sufficient proof to overturn the proposed assessment value set by Tyler Technologies.
Are there any questions from the board? Not, I will ask for a motion either to approve or deny based on no compelling evidence to approve the appeal.
I'll make a motion to deny based on he's not provided enough evidence to support the appeal.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion to deny the appeal by Mrs. Godwin and the second by Mrs. Angel. We will vote, and I think now is when we give our reasons for not approving it. Mrs. Godwin.
So I'm going to vote yes to deny based on the appellant not providing enough evidence to support the appeal.
Ms. Warner?
I'm going to vote yes to deny, and that's going to be based on the record evidence.
Angel?
I agree to deny on the requirement of submitting 3 comparable sales and the appellant submitting 1.
Davis?
The homeowner submitted insufficient data to overturn this, so I vote for denial.
The chair votes yes for denial based on the information provided by Tyler and lack of compelling evidence by the appellant. The motion passes 5-0. Okay, now we sit again. Okay.
And if you'd like, I suppose you could take an additional recess for, you know, the next, what have we got, 20 minutes or so? But that's up to you folks. folks, we have 11:25. My apologies.
I do.
I do.
Tyler, do you have?
Based on the appellant's application, the referee hearing, the assessment staff did not believe there was sufficient proof to overturn the proposed assessment value set by Tyler Technologies.
Yes, we move to dismiss the appeal.
Folks, Tyler doesn't move to dismiss the appeal. It would be the, and Tyler, really, unless you have been called on by the county to testify, we don't need any testimony.
Very good, thank you.
Do we have a motion to deny the application or?
Mr. Chair, first, just check and see if the board has any questions and discuss the matter, please.
Hearing none, I'll take a motion either direction.
I vote to dismiss the appeal based on the residential appraisal report, which was submitted and was intended to determine the market value as of January 14th, 2025, when the assessments are as of July 1st, 2023.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I make a motion to dismiss.
We have a motion by Mrs. Angel and a second by Mr. Davis. When you vote, please give your reasons, and you can just say reasons previously given. Mrs. Godwin?
Yes, I vote to dismiss based on the motion provided by Ms. Angel that the appraisal did not fall within the guidelines of the assessment dates.
Yes, I vote to dismiss also based on Ms. Angel's comments that the appraisal was not performed during the timeline that is given by the board.
Mrs. Angel?
I move to dismiss based on my previously stated reasons.
Mm-hmm. I move to dismiss based on the comps not being in the allotted time space that they should have been.
And I vote to dismiss based on the comparisons provided by Tyler, and I felt the request was unreasonable by the appellant. So motion passes 5-0, and that is it. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Godwin?
Yes.
Warner?
Aye.
Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel? Mr.
Aye.
Davis? And I vote yay. The meeting is adjourned at 11:39.